The city of Syracuse is taking some new steps in the fight against gun crime and gang violence. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Syracuse Truce will bring police and community organizations together to deter crime.
A $300,000 federal grant will pay for enhanced enforcement, street outreach, and a media component to target what Mayor Stephanie Miner calls a scourge on the city. She says an important component to Syracuse Truce is stopping these crimes before they happen.
By the time somebody picks up a gun and shoots it, there's been a whole bunch of breakdowns in our societal fabric that has allowed that to happen. And part of our challenge as community leaders is to step into that breach and to try to repair that.
U.S. Attorney Richard Hartounian says the prevention aspect of the program includes call-in meetings. In these, high-risk offenders on probation or parole will be brought into sessions that not only have police in attendance.
We're going to have community leaders there, members of the clergy, and we're going to have people there from the Salvation Army and from the community college and some of the jobs programs. We're going to give them employment assistance and substance abuse counseling, make these benefits available to them, make these programs known to them.
This grant was one of only 9 awarded nationally. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.